Hallelujah.
So we have been kind of in the process of starting a series on increase. And we finished, October was our healing month, and so we focused a lot on healing. And I've just been sensing on my heart the need for us to begin to minister and teach on increase. And increase financially, but I mean, we can see increase in every area of our lives. Amen. Increase is not just limited to the area of finances, but that'll be kind of where our focus is. So we talked about, I had a message called The Basics of Tithing 2, and kind of beginning some things. And then we've talked the last three Sundays, we talked on the humility test and how it's important that the humility test was all about who's our source and faith. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. So sometimes we can get excited about a topic. And Mark chapter 4, Jesus revealed this to us. He said that we can be excited about something, but if we don't have any roots, if we're not rooted into the Word of God, when the pressure comes, we can fall into the trap or get offended. And in the Greek, basically all that word offended is the Greek word scandalizio, something like that. And it just means fall into the trap. And the trap is Satan just turns the heat up and applies some pressure. And we go, wow, I thought this was going to happen overnight, but it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a week. It didn't happen in 2 weeks. And that doesn't work, right? And so he gets us to just offended. We turn and say, well, that doesn't work. Have you ever heard of anyone say, well, you know, that doesn't work. I tried that, it doesn't work. Right. And so that's exactly what we're talking about. So if we don't understand the humility test, we can fall into the same trap because it doesn't happen overnight and go, well, I tried that, it doesn't work. But we found out how important it is that humility precedes the honor. Amen. Those are those scriptures we read. So this morning, I want to introduce this area on increase. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. This morning's, just because it's short, because we have our Christmas banquet, or our Christmas buffet that we're going to go to, this morning's service is going to be different. I'm just going to read through a few scriptures here, and then all I'm going to do is read scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. I just want us to begin to see. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I want to encourage us this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so we take this verse personally, we can see that we say, Father, your kingdom come, your way of doing things come and be manifested and operating in my life, right? In my family's life, in our church, your will being done on earth, in our lives. Right, not just on the earth way over there, and not just on the earth way over there, and not just on the earth in the magazines of the ministries that we read and are excited about the testimonies there, but we want testimonies in our life. Amen. We want testimonies in our family. We want testimonies. Yeah, we want physical testimonies. We want financial testimonies. We want soul testimonies. Amen. Freedom. We want testimonies in our own life. Your will be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And that's a big statement. That's a big statement. And when we're talking about increase, when we're talking about increase, Jesus is saying, what I want you to do is I want you to lift up your eyes and I want you to see how things are done in heaven. Because the way things are done, the way things are lived, the way things are operated, the way things function, the way things are in heaven is His will for us here on the earth. You know, Jesus didn't say, I go to heaven to prepare a small house for you. A tiny house. Well, tiny houses are kind of popular now. I mean, they got TV shows about it. But He didn't say, I'm going to heaven to build you a tiny house. He said, I'm going to heaven to build you a mansion. In other words, there's no lack in heaven. There's more than enough in heaven. There's no hospitals in heaven because there's no sickness in heaven. There's no police stations in heaven because there's no robbers, there's no bad people, there's no crime in heaven. And so He wants us to be free from fear. He wants us to be healed and healthy. He wants us to be rich and wealthy. He wants us to be men and women, teenagers of influence, people of influence. Amen? Of blessing. He said, your will be done in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. We can just take some time, meditate, think about that this week. What's it like in heaven? That's the way He wants it to be in our lives. Romans chapter 4. I'm going to read again. I've got about 5 verses from the Message translation. Verse 3. But the story we're given is a God story, not an Abraham story. What we read in Scripture is Abraham entered into what God was doing for him, and that was the turning point. So first of all, we see that God has a story, that this is God's story. God has a story. And His story is what He is doing for us. And in order for us to enjoy what He is doing for us, we need to enter in. Right? Your will be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. Well, in order for us to enjoy that, we have to enter in. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. Verse 13 in the Message says, that famous promise God gave Abraham was not given because of something Abraham did or would do. It was based on God's decision to put everything together for him, which Abraham then entered in when he believed. So God's story is what He's doing for us. And what He is doing for us is revealed to us in His Word. This is where the promises are. The great and precious promises of God. And so we see that what He's doing for us is revealed to us in His Word. And it goes on to say that the famous promise that God gave Abraham and the famous promises, see these famous promises here that God has given us, is not based on what we did or would do. Right? So this is not something that we earned. This is not something that we have bought. This is not something we paid for. This is not something that we performed well enough to earn. No, this is something that He said to us before we were even around. Amen? These promises were not based on something that Abraham did or would do. It was based on God's decision to put everything together for us. God's decision to put everything together for you and for me. Hallelujah. And it's revealed by what he said. In other words, he's not making up the plan every day. He's not struggling to figure out, okay, what am I going to do for you today? No, he's already thought the thoughts. He's already planned the plans. The fact that he gave us a promise reveals to us that he has already put everything together for us. And we enter into it. We enter into it, which means it's not automatic, right? We have to enter into it. We have to enter into it. It's not automatic. We have to enter in, how? By believing. We believe what he said. Verse 16, this is why the fulfillment of God's promise depends entirely on trusting God and his way, and then simply embracing him and what he does. God's promise arrives as pure gift. So we see, first of all, that the fulfillment of the promise, in other words, the promise needs to be fulfilled. The promise is made, but just because the promise is made does not automatically mean it is fulfilled in our lives. It doesn't mean it's guaranteed. That's why the fulfillment of the promise depends entirely on what? On our trusting God and his way, and then simply embracing him and what he does. God's promise arrives as pure gift. It doesn't say that we just have to trust his way and embrace what he does. It said we trust him and the way he's doing it. We embrace him and what he does. See, faith can never be separated. Faith in God can never be separated from God. Jesus is the root of our faith. He's the person of our faith. Amen? And so we put our trust in him and the way he's doing it, and we embrace him and what he's doing, and the promise arrives as pure gift. We don't earn it. We just please him. We obey him and what he already put together for us. The promise he already made, we just enter in. Right? We didn't earn it. He's not paying us for that. No, he's already said it, made it available for us, and all we did is we just chose to enter in by believing, by trusting and embracing him and what he does and what he says and how he's doing it. Verse 17 said, God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. See, when nobody knew about Abraham, God made something out of him. He dared to trust God to do what only God could do. That was what? Make something out of nothing. Verse 18, when everything was hopeless, say hopeless. Say hopeless. Again, see, when everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyways. Deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. Abraham did not live here. He did not base his life here because he saw, I can't do that, and I can't do that, and that'll never happen, and I don't see how that's going to work, and there's just no way. He didn't live here because he based his life on what he couldn't do. He didn't focus on what he couldn't do. He already knew what he couldn't do. And God's promise was showing him another place to live. A place to live where he already said, I can't do that. That'll never happen. He had God's promise, and so he began to not live his life based on what he couldn't do, but he began to live his life based on what God said he could do. And when he was 100 years old, we'll say when he was 99 years old and Sarah was 89 years old, the promise was still, you're going to have an Isaac, your own child. I can't do that. We tried it for decades and decades and decades. It ain't happening. But God said it, so they chose to believe and to live, not based on what they couldn't do, but what God said He would do. What He said, that promise, what He had already put together for them, even though they saw that they couldn't do it, God said it. In other words, God has already put it together for them. He chose to believe that. Verse 20 and 21, He plunged into the promise and He came up strong. You know where your and my strength comes from? When we plunge into the promise. When we plunge into the Word of God. That's where our strength comes up. When we plug into the promise. But it's not just the promise. It's not just memorizing the Scripture. But this is what He said. This is Him talking to you and I. God talking to us. God talking to us. We plunge into what He said about us. And we come up strong. We're ready for God. Sure that God would make good on what He had said. So, with that introduction there, I now want to, talk about the word increase. And so this is kind of an introduction of where we're going. And I want to, I just looked up piles of scripture when I, plugged in the word increase. Broom, all these words, all these scriptures came up. And then there's a word multiply. The word multiply in the Hebrew, there's this one word called rabah. It's the Strong's number is 7235. 74 times this Hebrew word is translated multiply. 40 times it's translated increase. And so that's why I want to start with this word. 29 times it's translated as much. 28 times it's translated as many. 12 times it's translated more, and a number of other times. Okay, so this word, rabah, means to increase in whatever respect, to bring in abundance, to continue to enlarge, to excel. This word has the idea of the process of time, okay? So continuing to enlarge, continuing to excel, making to multiply, or the making someone multiply more and more. Plenty. More in number. It just keeps getting more and more and more. Why? Because over the process of time, there's this multiplication, there's this increase. So, let's start. You just write these down because I'm just going to read them. We're just going to go through a bunch of increase scriptures, all right? So, Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, increase. And replenish or fill up the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Genesis 7:17-18. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, multiplied, and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up upon the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased. They were multiplied greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. That's more than enough water. That's too much water. It flooded the earth kind of water. Increase. This is this word, increase, multiply. Genesis 8:17. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of the flesh, both of the fowl and the cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So this is God talking to Noah in regards to bringing out the animals. That they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply, increase upon the earth. Genesis 9:1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, increase and replenish the earth or fill up the earth. Genesis 9:7, and you be ye fruitful and multiply, increase and bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply, increase therein. Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, or Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. The word great is the word increase, the word multiply. Your exceeding great reward. The word exceeding means quickly and speedily. Exceeding. The word great means increase and multiply, and the word reward means wage, salary, and worth. Okay? So God told Abraham, don't fear. God's saying to you and I, don't fear, because I am your shield, I'm your defense. I'm the one who's quickly and speedily increasing and multiplying your wage, your salary, and your worth. Hallelujah. Genesis 15:1. Genesis 17:2. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply, increase you exceedingly. Genesis 22:17. That in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying, increasing, I will multiply or increase you and your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of the enemies. Genesis 26:24, talking to Isaac. And the Lord appeared to him in the night, the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham your father. Fear not, for I am with you, and I will bless you, and I will multiply and increase your seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Genesis 28:3, Isaac is praying over Jacob, his son, and God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply or increase you that you may be a multitude of people. Exodus 1:7, and the children of Israel are fruitful, and they increased abundantly, and they multiplied and increased and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Exodus 36:5, talking about an offering that Moses had asked for to build the tabernacle. And they spake to Moses, saying, the people bring much, much more than enough. That's that word increase. That's the Hebrew word there, that increase. They bring, the people, they're just bringing much more. They're bringing more than enough. They're bringing too much. More than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. Deuteronomy 1:10, the Lord your God has multiplied and increased you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for a multitude. Deuteronomy 8:1, all the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live, that you may multiply or increase, and that you may go in and possess, occupy the land which the Lord sware to your fathers. Deuteronomy 8:13. And when your herds and flocks are multiplied and increased, and when your silver and your gold is multiplied and increased, and all that you have is multiplied and increased. Hallelujah. God has increase on His mind. Psalm 18, verse 35. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and your right hand has held me up. And your gentleness has made me great. That word great is the word multiplied, increased. Hallelujah. And your gentleness has increased me. Psalm 130, verse 7. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. Plenteous is that Hebrew word, multiply, increase. With him is plenteous. We're plenteous. There's more than enough. There's this continued increase and multiplication of our redemption. Amen? Hallelujah. Our healing, our forgiveness, our deliverance, our prosperity, our favor, our redemption. With Him, there's plenty of redemption. Plenteous. Glory to God. Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority. Funny word. That word authority is the same Hebrew word. When they are increased, when they're multiplied. When the righteous are in authority. When the righteous are increased and multiplied, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Interesting. When the righteous increase. And that's why we pray for our government every day. Because we are expecting God to continue to cause the righteous to increase. So now, we're going to go to the word increase. That was the word mostly translated multiply in the Hebrew. But now, let's go to just the word increase. Leviticus 25:12. For it is the Jubilee. it shall be holy unto you, and you shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. The increase. Now, that word increase there in the Hebrew can be translated income, produce of fruit, grain, increase, and revenue. All right? For in the Jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase. You shall eat the revenue, the income. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. Leviticus 26:4. Then will I give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, her wealth, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. So that Hebrew word there is the word increase. We translated produce, wealth, fruit, and increase. The land shall yield her increase. Deuteronomy 6:3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase and multiply. This is that same first word, multiply. Increase and multiply mightily, as the Lord your God, the God of your fathers, has promised you in the land that flows with milk and honey. Deuteronomy 7:13. And he will love you and will bless you and multiply and increase you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land and your corn and your wine and your oil and the increase of your kind and the flocks of your sheep and in the land which he swore unto your fathers to give you. Increase and multiply, increase and multiply. Deuteronomy 14:22. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase. That will be the income. That was the first word, increase. All the increase, the income of your seed, that the field brings forth year after year. Deuteronomy 16:15. 7 days shall thy keep a solemn feast unto the Lord your God, in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord your God shall bless you in all of your increase, your income, your revenue, and in all the work of your hands. Therefore you shall surely rejoice. Deuteronomy 26:12. When you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of your increase. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:4. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle and the increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep. Deuteronomy 32:13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. This Hebrew word increase can be translated the produce, the fruit, and the increase. 2 Chronicles 31:5. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn and wine and oil and honey, and of all the increase, the income, the revenue of the field, and the tithes of all things brought they in abundantly. Job 1:10. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Job 8:7, though my beginning was small, yet my latter end shall be greatly increased. And that word increase there is the Hebrew word enlarged, especially upward and upward, an increase, upward, enlarged to grow and to increase. Psalm 62:10, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. And this word increase means to flourish. If your riches flourish, if they bring forth fruit, if they make cheerful, isn't that interesting? They increase. If we begin to financially flourish and we're made cheerful, I tell you what, as we financially increase, I expect to be more cheerful and more cheerful and more cheerful. I don't know about you, but how about you? I'm cheerful But he said, this is a warning. He says, as I begin to bless and increase you, and you begin to flourish financially, and it becomes a joyful and a joyous time, he says, set not your heart upon them. So the cheerfulness is we continue to rejoice in the Lord and thank Him for the blessing and thank Him for the increase and thank Him for the abundance and thank Him for multiplying all that we're doing and thanking Him for the wisdom that we're doing, what we're putting our hand to, thanking Him for His help, the blessing. But we don't begin to focus then on the financial increase, the money, and begin to put our trust and confidence in it. We keep our confidence and our trust in Him. Amen? Hallelujah. So He's expecting us to increase, and He just says, just don't set your heart upon it. Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase, her wealth. God, our own God, shall bless us. Psalm 71, 21, thou shalt increase, multiply my greatness, and comfort me on every side. Psalm 85, 12, yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Psalm 105, 24, he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. Whoo, glory to God. Psalm 107, verse 31 to 38 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into wilderness and water springs to dry ground. For the wicked, He turned the wilderness. See, for the wicked, He causes the fruitful to become barren. And causing them to dwell in barrenness. But what does He do? He, for us, He turns the wilderness into a standing water, a lake, a pond, and the dry ground into water springs. And there He makes the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant the vineyards, which they may yield fruit of increase. Bless them also so that they are multiplied greatly. And suffer not their cattle to decrease. God is not in the decrease business. He's in the increase business. Glory to God. Psalm 115 verse 14 says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Glory to God. And this word increase means to add to augment, to continue to do a thing, to continue to exceed, to do more and more, to get more, to increase more and more, to be stronger and to yield. He's increasing us more and more. Us and our children. Glory to God. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear the increase. Oh, will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So, increase learning, wisdom, understanding. Amen? Learning. We'll learn more. We'll get more. We'll understand more. Glory to God. Not just finances, but we're talking about increase in learning. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase or your revenue and income. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 11:24, there is one who scatters and yet increases more. There is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Proverbs 13:11, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase and multiply. Proverbs 14:4, where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase, much revenue, much income comes by the strength of an ox. I could stay on that, but that's talking about leverage. Leverage. Now I'm not the only one that has to be plowing. I got myself an ox. I can plow a whole lot more than what I could have done by myself. Talking about leverage. There's increase when it comes to the strength of the ox. Proverbs 18:20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Proverbs 22:16 has to do with motives. He that oppresses the poor to increase, right? Selfishness, to increase his riches. And he that gives to the rich, right? Trying to manipulate, shall both come to want. Proverbs 28:28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Glory to God. Proverbs 24:5, a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. Ecclesiastes 5:10, he that loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loves abundance with increase. He'll not be satisfied with the increase. This is also vanity. So don't confuse the increase for the Lord of the increase. We continue to place our love on Him, right? The money doesn't satisfy. That's not where our satisfaction comes from. Our satisfaction comes from Him. He's our source. Glory to God. Isaiah 9:7 says, of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Increase is part of the kingdom of God, the government of God, the way He does things. Glory to God. Isaiah 26:15, you have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified, and you have expanded all the borders of the land. Isaiah 30:23, there shall be given rain of thy seed. Thou shalt sow the ground withal, and the bread of your increase of the earth. And it shall be fat and plenteous in the day that your cattle feed in large pastures. Isaiah 40:29, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And that word strength has to do a lot with finances. Financial strength. Isaiah 51:2, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone. And God said, what? I called him alone and I blessed him and I increased him. And if we look at Genesis, the first couple verses of Genesis chapter 14, it says, and Abraham was very rich in silver and gold and cattle. God said he blessed him and he increased him. God made him very rich. Jeremiah 23:3, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Ezekiel 34:27, when the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, they shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. Ezekiel 36:11, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you in your old estates, and will do better unto you than at the beginning, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 36:29-30, and I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields, so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. God is not interested in us. He calls famine and he calls lack of reproach. He does not want us to bear the reproach. He wants to increase and multiply us. Zechariah 8:12, for the seed shall be prosperous, and the vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give her dew, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. This Greek word added can be translated to place in addition, to add, to give more, and to increase. So seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added, increased to us. Mark 4:8, but other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Glory to God. Mark 4:24, and he said unto them, take heed that what you hear, for with the measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given, increased. Glory to God. Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added or increased unto them about 3,000 souls. So again, we're talking about finances, but it also applies to learning. We found out about learning. We're talking about people getting saved. Praise God. Acts chapter 2, 47, praising God and finding favor with all people. And the Lord added, increased the church daily as such as should be saved. Acts 5, 14, and the believers were the more added, multiplied, increased to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Acts 7, or 6, verse 7, and the word of God increased and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem. Glory to God. Acts 12, 24, but the word of God grew or increased and multiplied. Acts 16, 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. Acts 19, 20, so mightily grew or increased the word of God and prevailed. 1 Corinthians 3, 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God is the one who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 7, so then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Amen? 2 Corinthians 9, 10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the eater supply and multiply the seed sown and increase the fruit of our righteousness. Colossians 1, 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all mankind, even as we do towards you. 1 Thessalonians 4:10. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren or the family which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren or family, that you increase more and more. Hebrews 6:14, saying, surely blessing I will bless you. Multiplying, increasing, I will multiply and increase you. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may what? Grow or increase thereby. 2 Peter 3:18, last one. But grow, increase in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. So, with that, just reading those scriptures, we can see God has increase on his mind. Amen? Can you see that? I just read the Word of God. The anointing is on the Word of God. And so we're seeing this morning that this is where we want to go. Why? Because this is his plan. This is the way he does things in heaven. And this is the way he wants to see things done in our life. Amen. And not just our lives. He wants us to be able to then be a blessing and help draw others into the family of God. He wants us to increase and he wants others to increase with us. Amen. And so this is what we expect as we get into the Word of God over the next little while in regards to increase. This is his plan and this is what we want. And so in order for us to get what he wants and to get what we want, we need to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. So let's all stand up.